In his speech last week, Obama laid out his plan to use executive actions in Congress to pass stricter gun control. Included is a provision that would mandate a universal background check on anyone trying to buy a gun.
The law already requires licensed gun dealers to run background checks, and over the last 14 years, that's kept 1.5 million of the wrong people from getting their hands on a gun. But it's hard to enforce that law when as many as 40% of all gun purchases are conducted without a background check. That's not safe. That's not smart. It's not fair to responsible gun buyers or sellers.
That 40% the president is referring to are private sales, which often get included into what is called the gun show loophole. It's called that because legally, any non-felon with a rifle or shotgun can take it to a gun show and sell it without conducting a criminal background check and without keeping any record of the buyer. But some would argue the term is loaded with insinuations of shady dealings and visions of gun shows serving as clearinghouses for assault weapons, which isn't necessarily the case. Take, for example, the Menominee Sportsman's Expo and Gun Show held this past weekend at the Alliance Ministry Church. Steve Ellingham is a member of the Alliance Ministry Men's Outreach, or AMMO for short, which organized the gun show.
The idea that it's tables and tables and tables of assault weapons is not accurate at all. In fact, if you walk around, we have people who are selling Christmas tree lights made out of shotgun shells. We have people who are selling different kinds of scents. Mayo Clinic is here. In fact, they're one of our sponsors. They're here, and they're talking about health.
Ellingham says it is important for people to have a healthy respect for guns, but not an unhealthy fear of the people who own them.
I have a great job. I'm just your ordinary person. I happen to own a couple of firearms. I use them for target practice. I use them for deer hunting, and I have a lot of fun. I would never go out and do something dastardly with a firearm.
Inside the church's gym, dozens of tables are set up with rifles, shotguns, pistols, and a smattering of military-style weapons. Larry Marshall is a gun dealer from the La Crosse area. His tables have the most guns by far, including models from World War I, World War II, and more modern rifles like the Russian AK-47. But he argues they're not assault weapons.
A real assault rifle has a selector switch for fully automatic. None of these guns have that. Actually, some of them are the same caliber as a lot of deer rifles, and actually some of the cheaper SKSs make real good deer rifles. But they look like assault rifles because some of them have a bayonet on them, and you can put extended magazines in them.
Marshall says people should be allowed to own civilian versions of military guns and is vehemently against an assault weapons ban.
Way back when in 1776, we had muskets, the Army had muskets. Why shouldn't we have something that, you know, is at least as good as they have? The whole idea is to protect ourselves from a government that, you know, what got out of control, went out of hand, and that's what the Second Amendment's all about.
But Marshall, Ellingham, and other enthusiasts at the gun show say they are all for requiring universal background checks for all gun purchases, even at gun shows. Also, they say they hope more funds and attention go into fixing America's mental health issues, which lead to mass shootings like the ones in Aurora, Colorado, and Sandy Hook Elementary. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Menominee.